Welcome back to Schizophrenia Life. Hope you guys are having a beautiful day. I really do. Because today's topic is warm and sunny. Basically, if you're feeling depressed or suicidal, this podcast is for you. Okay? Now, you're not going to agree with the whole list, but I guarantee at least one out of the 100 you will agree with. Okay? So it's brought to you by the Odyssey online.com, and it is 100 reasons to keep on living. 100 reasons to keep on living. So if you're depressed, if you're considering suicide, maybe you've attempted suicide in the past. We all have a history, and we've all made choices we don't like. But you're alive right now, and I know that because you're listening to the podcast, so you're still alive. So while I have you, I want to give you 100 reasons to keep on living. And so think about these reasons the next time you feel down or you are considering doing something that you can't take back. So I'm gonna just blaze through these one right after the other, and so if one sticks out to you, you can pause the podcast and think about it for a minute and then continue on, however you want to do it. But I'm just gonna knock them out because it's a pretty big list. So, 100 reasons to keep on living. Sunrises and sunsets, the sound of a baby's laugh, watching someone talk about something they're passionate about, the first snowfall of the season, the smell of artificial watermelon, fresh baked cookies, shooting stars, stepping on crunchy leaves, splashing in puddles, traveling the world, your future children, pets, spouses, or friends, the feeling of being held in someone's arms, new books by your favorite authors, Christmas lights. Oh, that's a good one. The one influential person in your life that has helped you through everything. The way dogs get excited to see you when you come home from a long day of school or work. Smiles on other people's faces. The warmth of sunshine on your skin. The smell of coffee. Sitting in a warm house or by a fire with a really good book. Decorating the Christmas tree. The chill that racks through your body when you've accomplished something you're proud of, clumsy first kisses, the warmth and smell of fresh laundry, music, compliments and praise, the feeling your heart has when you see your crush, the sound of a good laughter, your support system because they would be broken and lost without you, the feeling of someone paying attention to you, the one that makes you feel safe and loved, the movies that leave you speechless after you walk out of the theater, the feeling you get after you pee for the first time in hours. That's a great one. I know the feeling. The first day of spring when you can finally see the green grass peeking out of the snow and everything feels more hopeful. Puppy kisses, baby kisses. The open mouth kind where they smack their lips on your cheek, swear words, and the release you feel when you say them, trampolines, ice cream, stargazing, cloud watching, taking a shower and then sleeping in the clean sheets, receiving thoughtful gifts, I saw this and thought of you, the feeling you get when someone you says I love you, the relief you feel after crying. Sunshine, the feeling you get when someone is listening to you, giving you their full attention, your future wedding, your favorite candy bar, new clothes, witty puns, really good bread, holding your child in your arms for the first time, slash future child, completing a milestone, aka going to college, graduating college, getting married, getting your dream job. The kind of dreams where you wake up and can't stop smiling, the smell before and after it rains, the sound of rain against the rooftop, the feeling you get when you're dancing, the person or people that mean the most to you, stay alive for them, trying out new recipes, the feeling you get when your favorite song comes on the radio, the rush you get when you step out onto a stage. You have to share your voice and talents and knowledge with the world because they are so valuable. Breakfast in bed, getting a middle seat in a movie theater, breakfast for dinner because it's so much better at night than in the morning. You know, eating pancakes at midnight. I'm adding that one in. Meaningful sex, forgiveness, water balloon fights, orgasms, fireflies, birthdays, realizing that someone loves you, spending the day with someone you love, spending the whole day in bed, eating a whole pint of your favorite ice cream, floating in water on your back and just staring up at the sky, first dates, even bad ones make for funny stories, bonfires and s'mores, relationships where you love someone but aren't in love with them, coming home to someone you love, the color of autumn leaves when they change, summer, I want to go back to the color of autumn leaves when they change, just real fast, bear with me. Go to the Blue Ridge Parkway in North Carolina. It's starts basically in Tennessee and goes into North Carolina, but if you go to around Asheville, North Carolina, you can jump right onto the Blue Ridge Parkway, and if you go there in the fall, it is by far one of the most beautiful places on earth in the fall. Just it's truly amazing. Okay. Moving on. Summer, singing songs at the top of your lungs, with your friends, cuddling, being wrapped up in a warm bed, someone's skin against yours, holding hands, the kind of hugs when you feel a weight being lifted off your shoulders, the kind of hug where your breath syncs with the other person's and you feel like the only two people in the world. That was a long one. Singing off key with your best friends, road trips, spontaneous adventures, the feeling of sand beneath your toes, the feeling when the first ocean wave rolls up and it envelops your toes and ankles and knees and face and drowns you. I mean, sorry. Thunderstorms, your first or 100th trip to Disneyland, never again with kids. The taste of your favorite food, fried okra, the childlike feeling you get on Christmas morning. I'm 30 and I still wake up on Christmas morning excited as fuck, and I buy my own present, so I already know what I got. And I still wake up Christmas morning like, yes. Okay. The day when everything finally goes your way. Last one. You have to be alive to see the world become a better place. Because I'm so hopeful that it will. So, if you pause, like I had suggested at the beginning, that was 100 reasons to keep on living. Now, obviously not all of them will apply to everyone, but some of them will apply to everyone. And it's the small things in life that make life beautiful. You know, if you take time out of your day to appreciate and be grateful for the little things in life, it will truly make your life better. It will make you feel better. And take this from someone who, you know, is still dealing with schizophrenia and PTSD, and went through 3 years of just severe depression because of the first two. And, you know, I do have suicide attempts, and I'm here, and I'm happy. And I love helping other people because I know for a fact that you can get out of the depression and you can move on and you can live a happy life. It takes work and it takes time. And it's not going to happen overnight. You can't go from being, you've been severely depressed for 6 months. You can't go in one day be happy and sustain that. It's just not going to happen. It takes work and it takes time. And you have to go into it knowing that life is going to get better. And if you just put in the work and make a commitment to change, that it will get better. And it may take a month, it may take 6 months, it may take a year. And you have to be willing to put in that work. And when you feel like it's too much, think about, the reasons to keep going. What are your reasons to keep going? What is your motivation to keep going? And I try to stay away from the word motivation. So just reasons. What reasons? Why are you here? Your family, your friends, your future kids, your dog. Who's going to take care of your dog if you're not there? It's the being able to go out into the woods and walk through the woods, listen to the birds, lay out in the sunshine, sit on the beach and drink margaritas. What is it? Go fishing, go hiking, go get outside, get in nature and enjoy life. And don't expect to improve your life sitting in your room in the dark, listening to Marilyn Manson music, or I'm just saying the first shit that comes to my head, but you get the point. If you stay inside in the dark and stay in your little shell, in your depressed shell, then you're not going to change. You have to get out and get active. And it's going to be extremely hard at the beginning. It'll probably take you a month or 2 months or 6 months to be comfortable with it. But by doing it when and being uncomfortable, it makes you grow and helps you grow. And for me, the only thing that brought me out of that bad period in my life was at the time, I was out of work for 3 years. And so I just sat in the basement for, 16, 18 hours a day playing video games. It was a bad point in my life. And some people are like, "Oh, I'd love to play that much video games." No, trust me, you don't. It was getting a job finally, and just the fact of getting out of the house woke me up, and made me realize how bad I actually had been. And having a reason to wake up in the morning and get dressed and get out of the house is what motivated me to start changing. And then as I saw the changes, I said, "Well, that's not good enough. I want to change even more. I want to be even happier. I want to make my life better." And then that turned into, "I want to make myself better. Not for anyone else. I don't care what people think of me. I want to make myself better so that when I look in the mirror, I feel better about myself." Because the only th I don't care how anyone else sees me, and you can tell that by the crazy shit I wear out. Like, I'll go to work in a suit one day and in pajamas the next day. Like, I truly it what I wear out of the house is straight up how I feel the moment I decide to get dressed. Because I don't care what other people think. I just want to feel good. And some days that's a suit, because I like wearing suits. And then some days that's just a t-shirt and jeans and sneakers, I want to be able to Right now, I'm concentrating a lot on improving myself. Self-improvement is becoming an obsession. I'm keeping the Excel sheet and tracking everything. Yesterday, I added on even more habits, so I'm up to one, two, three, four daily habits that I have to do no matter what. And I'm gonna add on another one, so I'll be up to five daily thing. And I'm just building my routine slowly. I'm not going, oh, I'm gonna change overnight. No, this is a process. I'm only at, 40 days, 42 days or whatever. And so it's a process, and that's just with the new habits, the 40 days. The whole self-improvement has been the last year and a half. I've been working on self-improvement for the last year and a half, and recently I read, Atomic Habits, which now I'm tracking exactly what I do every day. Do I sit there and watch 2 hours of YouTube, or do I get the podcast done? Do I sit there and watch Netflix, or do I work on my book? And just by tracking, it motivates me to actually do it, because if I don't do it, then I have to change the block to red, and I don't want red, I want green, and so I do it just for that reason. And the only commitment I make every day is that I have to open up my Excel sheet once a day. That's it. And so if I open it up and I didn't do shit that day, then that whole line gets red. And then when I wake up tomorrow morning and I open it up again and see that red, it pisses me off. And then I go for, maybe 5 days in a row, boom, 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 all green. And then maybe I miss a day again. It's a cycle. It's growing and learning and becoming a better person. And it's not about what other people think about you. It's what you think about yourself. How do you feel about yourself? When you look in the mirror and hold yourself accountable, what do you see? Are you making up excuses to yourself on why you didn't do what you were supposed to? It's hard because you can't bullshit yourself. You had time to get everything done. You just decided to waste time with, social. You decided to sit on Facebook for 2 hours instead of getting done what you needed to get done. And you can't lie to yourself. You can lie to other people. You can go on social media and be like, yeah, I hustled and I'm crushing it for like 6 hours a day, and then in reality you're sitting there watching TV for 6 hours a day. But on social media you're fucking crushing it. You can't lie to yourself. So when you look in the mirror, you're not gonna have the respect because you're lying to everyone, and you're faking it. So don't worry what other people think. Just make sure that your head is in the right place, your heart is in the right place, and you're improving just by little amounts every day. Don't try to go for a huge change. Don't try to go from never exercising to running 10 miles a day. Don't do that. How I'm doing it, is I wanted to exercise every single day, no matter what. And so I start with 2 minutes a day for the first month. Just 2 minutes of exercise. You can break yourself off in 2 minutes if you try. Trust me. You can destroy a muscle group in 2 minutes if you do it right. For the first month, 2 minutes. For the second month, bump it up to 5 minutes. For the third month, bump it up to 15 minutes a day. You're doing it in little increments, because it's not the amount of time you're exercising, it's building the habit that no matter what, you're gonna exercise every day. And for me, it's exercise every day, it's writing my book every day, it's do a podcast every day. Recently added is do something that makes my environment better every day. I'm trying to figure out what I want to add as the next one, but And these are going to be daily habits that no matter what happens, no matter how depressed I am, no matter how bad of a day I'm having, no matter what, they get done. And if they don't get done, then I put a red mark and then I have to feel like crap for the rest of the week. Which I don't generally feel like crap. I do get pissed off when I have to put red because I'm like, man, I really messed up. But I move on. Because, like, say I have a day where I put red marks, I don't consider myself a failure for getting red marks one day. I consider it as I failed that day. But then the next day is green. Maybe the next 10 days are green. And then I fail again. And that's just a process. Anyway, we got way off topic towards the end there. Sorry about that. Y'all know me. If you don't know me, schizophrenia life, you know. I do have schizophrenia. My mind goes 100 miles an hour, different directions. You know, I gotta deal with multiple people talking to me that they don't even exist. I gotta deal with the PTSD and the night terrors, and it's hard to get a good night's sleep. And some days my brain is fried, and I just can't stay on topic. Some days I'm on point. It's just hit or miss. But I do my best. And we're let me just double check so I give accurate information. We're on episode 209 already. Man, time flies when you're having fun, ain't? 209 episodes, and we realistically have about 20 episodes more than that. But I've done a lot of episodes where I didn't consider it an episode because it was either short or I couldn't put it on all the platforms. But officially, the episode counts up to 209, and I opened up my journal. You're supposed to be doing a daily journal, but I don't. I opened up my journal today and I hadn't written in it since February. And I was like, holy shit, it's July. So I missed a few months there. So I opened it up and I was like, man, I definitely, 'cause the reason I didn't write in it because I lost the journal. So I found it the other day and I was like, okay. And so on the train this morning, I wrote in it, and it just, you know, a lot of things hit me, and I forgot what I was gonna say about it. Well, there goes that idea. I don't know. I'm totally drawing a blank. Like, I had it and then I lost it. I'm sorry. Oh well, moving on. That's about it. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. I hope you guys are following on Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. There we go. That's all four. I have been okay. So this is the schizophrenia life. Like, our whole purpose is to help people get out of life alive. And instead of making like separate channels for different shit that I do, I keep everything on the same channel. The podcast will always be about helping people, but on the flip side of that, the YouTube is going to be the only one that differs from that. You know, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter will be about helping people and promoting the podcast. But the YouTube, I really don't want to be asked to make multiple channels. So I have playlist, you know, one for the podcast playlist, and I have new playlists that I'm adding vid weekly videos, one for Magic the Gathering, and I'm probably gonna add a new playlist for some different gardening things that I want to do. But I'm gonna keep it all on the same channel, instead of having multiple channels. That's just too confusing, too much work. Oh, and I almost forgot the website. Hello. I don't think many people go to the website. I don't want to store anyone's data, so I store exactly zero data on the website. No cookies, no data, no nothing. No advertisements on the website, nothing. And because I don't store the data, I can't see how many people actually go to the website, which is kind of a downer. But if you haven't checked out the website, just go to the schizophrenialife.com, check it out, see if you like it. I did remove a few pages recently, and I did add the okay, so I added the blog months ago. I deleted the blog months ago, and I re-added it this past month. So the blog is back up on the website. I'm kind of testing the waters with the blog. I really don't have a lot of time to dedicate it to it because I'd rather do the podcast than a blog. But what I was doing with the blog is for some of the important podcasts, I get translated into text and then post them as blog posts. So if people don't like podcasts, then they can still read the podcast, basically. And I just don't have time to do everything, you know what I mean? And so I just wanted to let y'all know that it is out there. I have been working on the website, fine-tuning it, and whatnot. That's about it. I'm out of ideas. Oh, and on the YouTube also, I got the playlist for 3D printing if y'all like that. Honestly, I haven't done many videos lately in the last like 5 or 6 months on 3D printing, but I have been printing. I just haven't made any new videos, and it's mainly about focus, you know? What do I want to focus on? I can't focus on everything at one time. There's not enough time in the day for that. But I go through my little spells, you know. I'll go through like 2 months where I'm printing every day, and then I'll let my printer sit there for 4 months and not do anything. And so yeah, that's about it. Okay, I'm done going on a tangent. Hope you guys have a wonderful day. Love y'all. Let me know if you need anything. Truly.